If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager, and today's question is, why do we measure time the way we do? At the first glance, it seems like it's a sensible thing until we start delving into it. So let's start with a day. What is a day? A day is just the amount of time that it takes our globe to make a full rotation on its axis. Simple, right? But then we divide a day into 24 parts. For some reason. And then, of those 24 hours, we measure those in 60-minute increments. For some reason. And then, we get down to a minute. We measure that in terms of seconds. Again, a collection of 60. For some reason. But when we get to seconds, we measure those in the most popular numerical system today, the decimal system. So we talk in terms of a hundredth of a second or a millionth of a second. But why? How do we even start measuring days and dividing them this way? Well, the Babylonians were measuring time in what's called a sexagesimal system, as opposed to a decimal system. They were based on 60 instead of base 10. So earlier we said that the decimal system is the most popular, and it makes sense, right? Because the vast majority of human beings have 10 fingers. It's very easy for the human species to count to 10. So why would you use something that relies on 60, or why would you use something that relies on 12? Well, when we look at the Babylonian system, it actually makes some sense. There is some method to this ancient madness, and here's why. If we use the base 10 idea, 10 to 100, the notation that we would have to make to measure a specific time of day would become ridiculous very quickly and complicated as well. The thing is that 60 has some advantages. Because 60, if you just break it down, is essentially 5 times 12. Then it has both the advantages of a 10 and 12 as a system. So that is why it makes sense for us to use 60 seconds and 60 minutes. But the big explanation that no one's figured out yet is how this spread around the world. Did it happen because it was an accident of history? Did it happen because it was really the most efficient way that human beings have figured out how to measure time? And one last thing. We're all familiar with AM and PM, right? AM stands for anti-meridian, and PM stands for post-meridian. These are terms that came about during the Roman era, when they used to divide the entire day into two things, just AM and PM. This was so important, in fact, that they used to have these people whose only job was to wait until the sun crossed over so they could run to the forum and say, "Hey, everybody, okay, it is noon. It is officially PM. And the reason why is because lawyers were required to show up by noon.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.